Hello and welcome to the Go Home Show podcast. I'm Michael Henson, and joining me, as ever, is Chris Anderson as we review a mammoth NXT UK show from the 29th of October. What a show this was. So let's jump straight in. And we start with a match in the women's division. It's Efi Valkyrie versus Dani Luna. I hope I pronounced that right. I think it's how the commentators pronounced it last night, but
I'm say it confidently and we'll all go with you.
Yeah, okay. Efi Valkyrie, there we go. So this was back and forth early on, submission attempts and counters, nice little start. A drop kick from Valkyrie knocked Dani Luna to the outside. She attempts to go for a baseball slide, but she was caught, and Luna hits with a wheelbarrow and slams on the ring apron, the hardest part of the ring. The power of Dani Luna is evident throughout. She caught Valkyrie from a crossbody once and then like sort of slammed her down. Valkyrie gets like a mini comeback, hits a nice Pele kick after a crossbody, a Pele kick that AJ Styles would have been proud of. She misses a step-up enziguri. You get a snap German suplex from Dani Luna and another suplex into a two count. But then Valkyrie managed to hit a spinning heel kick, goes for a diving split leg drop from the top to pick up the victory and remain undefeated in NXT UK. They did use a name for the finisher, but I can't remember it. But Chris, a very good start.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. I think this was probably the first match for me that really... What's the word for it? This is the first match for me that kind of... It felt a little bit flat without the crowd early on. I think this is the first time I've really felt that with NXT UK. But as it got into the near falls and to the ending, I thought it was really, really good. I thought the spot where Dani Luna caught a crossbody, hoisted her up into a Samoan drop position, and then up onto the shoulders and through from there into... It was almost like a leg arm drag. It was really, really cool. That was an incredible spot. That's a lot harder to do than it looks. I was very impressed by this. I thought it was a good match. It was a good showing from both. This was one of those matches that if it had a crowd in, it would have been a really, really good match. After that, now I don't like to boast about how my predictions come true more often than not, but in, I think, week two of the Go Home Show podcast, I predicted that a future contender for Volta's title would be none other than Rampage Brown, and we get a promo to introduce him to the NXT UK audience. I am very, very excited for this. Rampage Brown has been one of the biggest names on the British Indies probably for about a decade now. Like, this guy is good, and I mean G-double-O-D, good. I'm very excited to see where they go with him. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets put into the main event picture very quickly. Doesn't feel like there's anyone else up around Volta's level at the moment, so they could introduce him as a main eventer straight away. Him and Volta would have an incredible match. I'm very excited for this. He is one of, if not the best heavyweights within the UK. It's probably between him and Volta for the best heavyweight in Europe. I'm very excited for this. This will be dead good. Next up, we have Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews in the ring. They talk about the attacks that have happened over the last year. Out comes Eddie Dennis. Mark Andrews says he's known Eddie Dennis for 15 years and doesn't believe a word he says. Flash Morgan Webster says, for a man so smart, Eddie Dennis doesn't talk out his ass. Eddie Dennis says a line that a little bit, for me, telegraphed what was coming, but it was nice. I enjoyed it. He said, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Pretty Deadly come out to support Eddie Dennis to ensure that Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster can't get physical. Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews bring out the hunt in Boar and Primate, and Eddie Dennis repeats his line, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. The hunt attack Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews. We get the big heel turn. Pretty Deadly walking off looking disgusted. I found that interesting. That's an interesting wrinkle to add. We'll see where that goes. In the end, we see the assisted powerbomb. It's almost like a Death Valley driver into a powerbomb from the hunt onto Flash Morgan Webster with Mark Andrews forced to watch. This is a cool little development. I like this. I think those four will have a really, really good tag match. It's a good few to have. I think having Eddie Dennis in there as well adds another wrinkle to it that I'm excited for. Interested to see what's going to happen with Pretty Deadly because they seem to be like the obvious choice for where this feud was going, but that swerved off. Backstage, we see Pretty Deadly say they don't know what's happening, so they've earned a tag team titles shot, which obviously we've not seen the tag team titles really anything happen with them since NXT UK has returned. And we get the returning Sam Gradwell is back. But not only him, so is Joe Coffey. Gallus, up to a full contingent, say they're here and say next week they're back to full strength. We get Pretty Deadly and Sam Gallus versus Gallus next week in a six-man tag team match. Everything that happened here, I'm very excited for. It's good to see the tag team division getting some love again. Obviously, we've not really seen it since, I think it was week one, was it that we had Gallus in action in a good match, and we had every tag team that NXT UK has ever seen ever come out and essentially surround the ring. I'm excited for this. This will be good. Crush, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, this is going to be a very good match. Obviously, my close personal friends, Pretty Deadly. Go check that in if you are on YouTube Sport for us and all good podcasting apps. They are very talented and the most stylish wrestlers in NXT UK. So it's good to see them come out and have a good segment. I believe the shirt that Lewis was wearing in our interview was the shirt he wore last night as well. It's a nice little bit of information for you there. But no, yeah, Joe Coffey's back next week, so full strength Gallus. Sam Gradwell has changed a lot since I last saw him. He's got that Mohican now, and there's a screenshot that I posted on at Go Home Show pod on Twitter, and Lewis's face is like a meme. It's just like, what? Very good. But no, should be a good six-man tag next week. We then get in to the returning Jordan Devlin taking on Levi Muir. We get a back-and-forth start, strong strikes from Devlin, giving him the advantage. There's a bit more back-and-forth, Levi Muir showing his power. He looks like a good wrestler. First time I've seen him. Like to see more of him in NXT UK. Muir rolls Devlin up for a two count before Devlin stomps so hard on his shoulder. We get an Alabama slam into another tough strike from Devlin, but Muir showed some more amazing power. He like caught Devlin in a crossbody, like put him on his shoulders, like clean pressed him. Then Devlin countered into a crucifix pin for a two count. Devlin regains that advantage from a huge headbutt. He then hits the Devlin side and a Texas cloverleaf to submit Levi Muir to pick up the win. A nice little victory for him. First time seeing him back for a while. Good to see Levi Muir. Not seen him before, as mentioned. Like to see him again in the future. Devlin gets on the mic, so it's a message to the cruiserweight division. There's only one real cruiserweight champion is back, and if they want a shot, they've got to come here to NXT UK to the Jordan Devlin show. And remember, never bet against an ace. Chris, we've seen Pete Dunne go from NXT UK to NXT in recent weeks because it's filmed in advance. Do you feel that we could see a Santos Escobar match anytime soon over here?
I'm not sure, because obviously NXT is still shot live, whereas NXT UK is pre-taped. If they want to do it, they'll find some way of doing it, is what I'd say. Obviously, they could fly him out here, but he has to quarantine for 2 weeks, I imagine, before he can do anything. I think they'll keep the two titles separate for a while, and then as soon as they can make them the collide, they will do, but they'll just keep it building. It's a natural feud that doesn't really need anything added to it. It's just a good point. At some point, they will collide, and they'll have their good match. Jordan Devlin, though, I'm going to say this very quickly. He must be pushing them 205 scales, because that boy got thick on his time off. Like, he's put some muscle mass on. He's filling that Buddy Murphy role of just about being around about 205. But yeah, no, he looked great being back. Levi Muir, really good showing for someone what was essentially a squash match, in that he only got very small bits of offense in, had some technical moments where he got on top, but this was showcasing Jordan Devlin. I'm very impressed. I think this will work well. It'll be interesting to see if Levi's back. I believe, if I remember rightly, I think they're shooting again this Sunday. So it'll be interesting to see if we see him back in the next coming weeks. Obviously, that gives him a lot of... It'll be interesting to see what's coming out of that as well going forwards. But then we get to the main event. This whole show, in fairness, was billed as a one-match show. There were other matches on it, but we are here for the main event, which is Volta versus Ilya Dragunov for the NXT UK men's title. This was a bloody barnstormer, and I use bloody very literally. I'm not going to go through the entire match play by play, because there's a lot that happens, but it's some brutal, brutal strikes. We get early exchanges where Dragunov goes for the torpedo in Moscow very early, gets caught in the sleeper, into a reverse suplex. We see Volta knocked off the top, sent off from the top by Ilya. That was interesting to see that so early, because a senton's usually quite a big move, and they kind of just gave it away early, which I liked. This entire match worked around Volta targeting the neck of Ilya Dragunov. About 2 or 3 minutes into the match, Ilya Dragunov goes to get chucked out of the ring, but instead kind of collides with the middle rope and whips backwards into the middle of the ring. This was very, very well done, brilliantly sold. Ilya Dragunov is an absolute master at selling. Like, his whole gimmick is based around the fact that he goes through pain, but he enjoys it, and he sells that really, really well. Sells everything very big. It's very good. The comeback from Dragunov was 3 German suplexes, almost back to back to back. There was little transitions between each one. The fact that Dragunov, who is billed at less than 200 pounds, can yeet Volta over his head 3 times in succession is very impressive. Very, very big, strong boy. The amount of times that Volta would cut off Dragunov with a big chop or a big slap was brutal. Dragunov's chest was bright red within 5 minutes of the match. By the end of the match, he had blood pouring out of his mouth. I think the ref had the gloves on within 15 minutes. Doug, these two were kicking the tar out of each other. Late into the match, Dragunov does hit a torpedo Moscow to the back of the head of Volta, but is unable to capitalize. He can't make it to the pin. Goes for another one. His body gives out. He ends up kind of charging in for one, but Volta doesn't get up in time. And they just kind of collide in the middle. That's a really, really good spot. I enjoyed that big near fall. Dragunov hit his Gotch suplex for a two count. The match then spilled to the outside. Volta took complete control. Hit a boot to Dragunov that sent him into the steps. Hit a big power bomb onto the apron. Got him back into the ring. We see some huge clubbing blows from Volta. Sleeper with a body scissors applied to choke out Ilya. Ilya is asleep like that. Very well done. The end shot of this match with the sleeper on. Ilya Dragunov asleep but staring straight down the camera. Blood pouring out of his mouth. Is haunting. Is incredible. Is moving. It's a very, very good way to end this match. Like I said, I'm not going to go into too much detail because I know as a fact we're both going to have this as our one match to watch. And if I'm honest, nothing we can say about going through this match is ever, ever, ever going to do it justice. It's just something you need to watch. It's 30 minutes of your week. Just go and find it. It's on the WWE Network. It is that good. I think for me, this is probably my match of the year so far. I'm probably biased because it's NXT UK and I want to see the brand do well. But this is as good a match as any as you're going to see on a professional wrestling series. It's so, so good. Crush, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, as you say, it's on Match of the Night. I even wrote that in before I was speaking to you. Like, it was already filled in that Chris's Match of the Night would be this one because it was ridiculously good. Like, it went on a bit later than the tag team match, so I thought it'd be, with it being sure, it might not be as good, but wow. As Chris said, Match of the Year, definite candidate. I'm not too sure. I can't remember if anything would be even as good as that. I doubt it. Like, it was so brutal. Like, when we spoke to Ilya, he said it was going to be redefining violence. It definitely did. It was very, very good. Go check it out. It's on BT Sport tonight from 10 p.m. if you don't have the WWE Network. Yeah, amazing. Let's move into our top three moments of the night. We'll start reverse order. And my third top moment was pretty deadly at times, Sam Gradwell. Obviously, as Chris mentioned, we haven't seen much of the NXT tag team division recently. So to have them back at my close personal friends after appearing on the podcast, and Sam Gradwell back with his new look, calling himself Thunderstorm. Be interested to see that dynamic next week against Gallus. Second top moment with the Hunt turning on Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster. Obviously, we got the swerve when Pretty Deadly came out with Eddie Dennis, and then Eddie Dennis's line was keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. Very nice way to do it. Interesting where this goes, just because they've known each other for so long. Like, Mark posted a photo of it, him and Wild Bull from training from like 15 years ago. So it's this huge friendship destroyed in one act of violence. So yeah, interesting where that goes. There's one point where the Eddie Dennis forced Mark Andrews to watch the double team move of Flash Morgan Webster. So yeah, interesting to see where that goes. Top moment, Match of the Night, Ilya versus Volta. It's brutal, it's good, it's glory, there's blood, everything you want. And yeah, amazing. Chris, over to you.
My number three, Sam Gradwell and Joe Coffey returning. They're both very, very talented UK wrestlers. I'm excited to see more of them. They're really loading up on big heavyweights in NXT UK now, which I'm quite excited for. Always give me big meaty men bumping meat. We know this. Number two, I cannot believe this didn't make your top three moments. This is nonsense from you, Crush. Rampage Brown is finally back within the WWE. We were hoping it would happen eventually. A long time ago, he was in developmental at WWE. I don't know the story. Apparently, it wasn't a great experience for him. He didn't really fit with it well.
Didn't he have a match with Mark Henry, or was it a squash match with Mark Henry?
Yeah, he had one match on ECW, if I remember rightly. So it was one of those things where Rampage Brown is easily WWE level. It was more, I think, a case for him whether he wanted to join or not. He has done. I'm very excited to see how this goes. Rampage Brown versus Volta is something I'm very excited for. Please, please, please give it to me. But my number one moment is, I'm not going to say the whole match because, again, it's my one match to watch. Just go and watch it. But the last shot of Ilya Dragunov versus Volta, him being choked out, blood pouring out the mouth. It's such a good way to end the match. the refs come pouring in, and you can see like there is genuine concern on the refs. These two beat the shit out of each other for half an hour. Go and watch the match. I can't say anything else about it. That's all I have. Just watch it. There's nothing else we will say that will sell this match to you any more than that, other than you need to go and watch it. Thank you so much for listening in. Make sure to leave us a review on the podcast if you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter at GoHomeShowPod and check us out on YouTube, Sport for Wrestling, for all our interviews. Make sure to check out the main podcast featuring a man involved in our match of the night, Ilya Dragunov, stopped by for a chat before his main event with Volta. He talks about NXT UK, his history in wrestling, and much, much more. We discuss the most ridiculous storyline ever, and there are some humdingers in there. And we take a closer look at WWE Untold, The Phenom, and The Legend Killer, plus much, much more. Thank you so much for listening in. Now let's go home.